Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's call, week three of Total Body Freedom, our first term for 2011. I'm really excited to have those of you who are here on the call live and those of you who also are listening to this on the recording. I'm just going to start by asking those of you who are on the call live just to check if the audio quality is okay. So if you can hear me pretty well, press 1. If I sound very blurry or distorted, press 2. Excellent. I'm getting one, so that's really good. So today's lesson is going to be a really delicious lesson to help you free up your upper back. Last week we looked at our lower back, we looked at our hips, we looked at our pelvis, and we went into quite a lot of detail. We did a really, really gentle, subtle lesson around that. Today's lesson is going to be a bit different than that. We're going to be working with the upper back, doing a slightly larger pattern of movement. It's actually going to build on what we did in week one of the classes. Week one, you'll remember many of you, was the triangle arms lesson, which really freed up the upper back. And today's lesson is going to build on that. But as with all of the lessons that I teach, they are always working with the whole body and the brain. And most people tend to find that even if we're not specifically working on a part of the body that is a problem for them, it tends to actually affect the whole body. So you may find that other areas start to free up, even though we're working more specifically with the upper body today. So I'd like you to start by coming up to standing. So just finding somewhere nice to stand and just have your eyes closed for a moment. And just start by sensing the weight on your 2 feet. Are you standing more on your left foot or more on your right foot? And just start to sense how tall you feel, how short you feel, how heavy, how light. And now bring your attention to your chest and your upper back area. Do you feel like your chest is turned a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right? Do you feel like your chest is puffed out or sunken down? There's no right or wrong answers with this. Whatever you sense is fine. You might sense that your chest and upper back are tilted a little bit. So maybe you feel like you're turned a little bit to face the left or you're turned a little bit to face the right. So imagine that you had a torch or a flashlight coming out of the middle of your chest. Would that torch beam or that flashlight beam be facing straight ahead or will it be shining a little bit over to the left or a little bit over to the right? One of our gorgeous students, Tina, who lives in the United States, reminded me that you guys call this a flashlight, not a torch. So when I've been saying the word torch, that's what I meant. But I'll make sure to use both from now on so everyone can follow. So let that go and just go for a little walk now around your space and start by just noticing how your 2 legs are swinging and how your 2 arms are swinging. And is there any movement through your chest or your back or your shoulders as you walk? You might notice one shoulder comes forward, then the other, or you might notice that they both stay fairly still and quiet. It will be different for everybody. And now let's just imagine there's a slinkometer, a scale from 0 to 10 of how slinky you feel as you walk. Just notice right now in this moment, what number would you give yourself out of 10 for slinkiness on the slinkometer? How slinky do you feel? And also just notice your state of mind and your emotional state right now. How calm do you feel? How centered? And then bring yourself down to lying on the floor. And so lying on the floor somewhere comfortably, you can have your legs long or you can have your knees bent. If you can have them long, then do that. But if it's uncomfortable, you can have them bent. And let's just sense how our body's organized now that we're lying down. Just start by sensing the back of your head. Do you feel like your head is turned a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right? that feel like it's straight in the middle. And then notice your chest, the back of your chest. Is that lying more heavily on the left side or the right side? Do you feel like your chest is turned a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right? So again, you can imagine that torch or that flashlight coming out of the middle of your chest. Where would it be shining? Do you feel like it would be shining a bit to one side, or would it be shining straight up? And whatever you notice is fine. There's no right or wrong. It's just a scan so we can see if anything changes. And now noticing the back of your pelvis, do you feel like your pelvis is tilted a little bit to the left or to the right? So one way to ask this is to notice the contact of the back of your pelvis against the floor. Do you feel heavier on the left or the right? Notice the back of your calves, the back of your heels. And then sense your upper back lying on the floor. So last week, you'll remember that we traced out the lower back. We traced out the upper border and the lower border of the lower back. So this week, we're going to do the same with the upper back. So we're going to start by sensing the back of the neck, the arch of the back of the neck, and just notice underneath that, where is the point at which your body contacts the floor again? Probably somewhere between your shoulder blades. This is the top of your upper back. Sense where that point is. And then feel your upper back on the floor. And then there's a certain point at which it lifts off again to make way for the arch of your lower back. That's the bottom border of your upper back. So now you have these two points, the upper border and the lower border of your upper back, and just sense what is the distance between them. How big is this shape of your upper back? How wide is it? How heavy is it? So for those of you who are very visual, another way to sense this is to actually imagine that you're lying in some very soft sand, and just imagine that you stand up and you look back at the imprint that your upper back has made in the sand. Would that imprint be a bit heavier on the left or on the right? And then leave that and just rest. Okay, so now what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you all to bend your knees and stand your feet. And just notice if that changes the way your upper back lies on the floor. That change the contact of the back of your chest, back of your upper back. And then lengthen your legs again. And notice if that makes a difference to the shape of your upper back. All right, so now we're going to start some very gentle movements to see what we can do to reorganize our upper back. So start by lifting your left arm up towards the ceiling. Have your arm fairly straight. And now take your right hand and reach around behind the left shoulder. Take hold of your left shoulder blade or the left side of your ribs, whatever you can reach comfortably with your right hand. So obviously for someone with a very large chest, it's going to be hard to reach all the way around to your shoulder, so you might just reach the side of your chest or your ribs. If you're a much smaller build, you might actually be able to reach all the way around to take hold of your left shoulder blade or the back of yourself somewhere on the left. And now let your left arm come down and fold over the top and take hold of yourself somewhere on the right side of yourself, maybe your right ribs, using your left hand. So basically you're now hugging yourself. And I want you to hug yourself in a gentle way. If you feel like you're choking yourself, then that means your elbows are up around your throat. I'd like you to have your elbows down over your chest rather than up over your throat so that you don't feel like you're choking, so you can breathe freely. So it's a very comfortable position of hugging yourself. And so you're hugging yourself with your left arm crossed over your right. And now what I'd like you to do is just very gently turn your chest a little bit to the right so your two elbows move a little bit to the right. And then you come back to the middle. And it will be a very small movement. Just exploring this.
very small beginning movement. As you know, we will end up doing some late, bigger movements later on, but we tend to start with small movements. So really stay within a range of ease and comfort. So just rotating your chest a little bit to the right, you can actually use your right hand to help pull your left shoulder, your left ribs, a little bit away from the floor to help turn your chest a tiny bit to the right, so your two elbows move a bit to the right. You can actually use that right hand to help you, to help peel your shoulder away from the floor, to help turn yourself a little bit to the right, and then you come back to the middle. And start to notice, what is your head doing as your chest turns to the right? Does your head stay in the middle? Does it roll a little bit? I'd love you to invite your head to also gently turn to the right, in line with your chest. So as your chest rolls this tiny movement to the right, your head also rolls a tiny bit to the right. And as everything comes back to the middle, you come back to the middle. Your head comes back to the middle. And then let that go. Undo your arms, lengthen your legs, and have a rest. Now, much of today's lesson is going to be using this hugging movement. So I really want you to take responsibility for your own self-care. If you're starting to feel like your arms are getting tired and you need a rest, you just undo the arms and just take as many rests as you need. And just notice, even after doing a couple of gentle movements like this, how is your upper back lying on the floor now? Notice the back of your two shoulders, the left shoulder, the right shoulder. Notice the back of your two arms. How are your arms lying on the floor now? And then let's come back into that same position with the legs bent, feet standing on the floor, somewhat shoulder width apart. Have your arms crossed over each other again in the hugging position with the left arm on top. If it helps to do this, you can have the left arm straight up towards the ceiling. Reach around with the right arm first over to the left. Take hold of your shoulder blade or your ribs. And then cross the left arm down over the top to take hold of somewhere around your right shoulder or your right side of your chest, your ribs. So that you're hugging yourself, and again, making sure not to have the elbows over your throat, but have the elbows down somewhere over your chest so that you can breathe freely. And now again, just start to very gently turn the chest a little bit to the right, letting the two elbows turn a bit to the right. The head turns, and it's a very small, easy movement. No pushing. If you feel yourself coming up against a wall of resistance, then you're going too far. Just, it's very different to a stretching class where you're looking for that moment of hitting the wall and pushing past it. In Feldenkrais, we actually want to stop before we hit that wall, because we're trying to train the brain. We're trying to teach the brain that movement is easy, movement is delicious, movement is fun. And when the brain's in that zone, it can learn a lot of information. It can make some really big changes to how it organizes our movements. Whereas when we're in that mentality of pushing and willpower and push as far as we can, the brain is not in a learning zone. It's actually quite hard to make changes when we're in that pushing ourselves state. So just uncrossing your arms for a moment. Keep your legs bent. Just giving the arms a rest. And then fold your arms again in the same hugging position. And now just notice where your left hand is. Maybe it's touching your right shoulder or the right side of your chest. And now just release your hand from holding yourself and let your left fingertips just touch the floor beside you somewhere. Just let them rest on the floor. And now once again, start to turn your chest to the right, turn your head to the right. You can use your right hand to pull your left shoulder away from the floor. And as you do that, allow the fingers of the left hand to start to trail or slide along the floor to the right, as if they were reaching out across the floor, very gently, without any pushing or stretching. And then as you roll your chest back to the middle, you feel the fingers of your left hand trail back to where they started. And a nice thing to do is imagine that there's a piece of velvet or satin there beside you, stretched out to the right. And as you turn your chest to the right, your left fingertips trail along this piece of satin or this piece of velvet out to the right, and it feels very delicious and languorous. So there's no tension in your fingers, there's no opening. Some of you might even find that if you have the back of your fingers on the floor instead of the fingertips, it might feel even easier, even less work. Or you might prefer to have the pads of your fingers trailing along the floor. Whatever you can do to make this movement feel like it's no work, like it's really easy and relaxing and luxurious. You might start to find that you go a tiny bit further to the right, letting your head trail along the floor, letting your face roll to the right. And then just let everything go under your legs, under your arms, and have another rest. I absolutely love this lesson, and the reason I love it is it's all about finding delicious, languorous, relaxing movement. Very sleepy, kind of joyful, easy movement. It's really about unlearning all our habits of pushing ourselves and stretching, starting to learn to find ease in movement again. If you look at how children move, they move with so much ease and joy. They're not pushing themselves. So we have all experienced that before, and it's such a joy to be able to come back to that kind of way of moving ourselves and treating ourselves and listening to ourselves. And just notice after doing just a few movements what it feels like to lie on the floor now, how your upper back is organized, back of your shoulders, back of your arms, back of your head. And now take a nice big breath in and just sense what's possible for breathing now. How does your chest breathe? Do your ribs move? Do they not move? What sort of size breath can you take in easily? And now once again, cross your arms over into that hugging position, but keep your legs long. Have the left arm crossed over the right. Just do one or two movements of turning your chest to the right with your legs long. Now at this point, you won't get very far. Your fingertips probably won't trail very far. So just stay in the very small range that's possible with your legs like this. The legs are now imposing a little bit of a constraint on the movement. But once again, it's about respecting the body and just staying in a range that's easy, even with this constraint, not feeling any pressure to make it as big as it was before. And then pause in the middle and now bend your right leg, keep your left leg long, and let's see what it's like to do this same movement, sliding your fingers along the floor, turning your chest to the right. Now that your legs are in a slightly different organization, does it make it harder or does it make it easier? Or is it the same? Resisting the urge to push through instance. Just keeping it very small. You might only be moving like a tenth of an inch or a couple of millimeters. That's fine. And then briefly undo your arms to give them a rest. And while you're resting your arms, slowly swap the legs over. Your right leg is long, your left leg is bent. And now bring your arms back into this hugging position again, the left over the right. And now let's see what it's like to turn your chest to the right and slide the fingertips of your left hand along that piece of imaginary velvet over to the right. And you might find that at a certain point you start to press your left foot into the floor a little bit to help you go a bit further. And then you slowly unpress the foot and roll your chest back to the middle. Now you'll remember we did something like this a couple of weeks ago where we had our arms in a triangle position and we pressed through the left foot. This is a little bit similar to that. And in the same way that we did that lesson, I want you to do the upper body movement first. So you turn your chest, your shoulders, you slide the hand to the right, your head rolls to the right, and once you've gone as far as you can with the upper body, then you can start to press through the left foot and roll yourself a bit further, and you'll feel that your right leg rolls a bit to the right. And you might even find your face can roll so far that you could look down towards the floor beside you on the right. But still without any goal. Really the only goal is how delicious can you make this feel. And then you slowly roll back. And you can feel how you can use this movement to kind of iron out the back of your right shoulder, the right side of your chest. It's like it gets a bit of a massage against the floor as you reach the fingers of the left hand a little bit further away from you, as you roll a bit further onto your right side, as your head rolls a little bit further, almost as if you wanted to look down to the floor on the right. Feel how your whole body weight rolls over that right shoulder, the right side of the chest. And if you're still doing it much smaller, that's okay. Just stay in a range. It feels really easy. And then let that go. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs. And just take a moment to notice now, how does the right shoulder lie on the floor compared to the left? How do the two sides of the upper back lie on the floor now? Two sides of the lower back, the two sides of the pelvis, the two legs, the two arms. And you may be sensing some subtle changes in the way your body's lying on the floor. And that just shows that your brain is starting to reorganize your posture, your muscle tonus, the way everything is stacked up. So now bend both knees, stand both feet. Have your feet shoulder width apart. Cross your arms over the same way in the hugging position with the left arm on top of the right. And let's see now with the two legs bent, what it's like to turn your chest to the right, let your fingertips slide out to the right as your head turns to the right. And you might find you press a little bit with that left foot to help you. And it's still a very slow, luxurious movement. Let's just do that once or twice. And then come back to the middle. Now this time, we're going to do something slightly different. For those of you who did the first lesson in this term, week one, I'm going to ask you to bring your arms up into the triangle position that we did in that lesson. If you haven't done that lesson yet, then just take a rest for the next few seconds and just skip this one. If you did do that lesson, just bring your arms up into the triangle with your elbows straight, your palms together, and see what it's like now to take that triangle to the right a little bit, feeling your chest turn, your head turn. Start to press through the left foot and just see how that's feeling now. It may have been a couple of weeks since you last did this, so it may feel easier or less easy. On any given day, our body will be organized a bit differently. Just doing that once or twice to remind yourself of that movement. Notice how it's feeling today. And then come back to the middle and bring your arms back into the hugging position. And let's see how this feels different. Turning your chest to the right, sliding your left fingers along the floor to the right, letting your head turn to the right. Your right hand is holding onto your body nice and softly without straining. Just check you aren't gripping with your right fingers or your right hand. Keep your right arm and hand nice and relaxed, which will keep your right shoulder relaxed so that as you're rolling over that right shoulder, it will have a chance to get really ironed out. And then let everything go. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs, and have a rest. In Feldenkrais, the rests are as important as the movements. It's during the rest that the brain has a chance to integrate everything you've been learning. Taking another nice deep breath in and just sense, how does the breathing feel different now a few minutes later? You might find you've got a bit more possibility in your chest to take a nice big breath in. Maybe one side of the chest feels different than the other. And then leave that. Just go back to normal breathing. And now see what it's like to roll your head just a little bit to the right. Really gently, small, easy movement. And slowly back to the middle. And compare that to rolling your head to the left. And what's the difference? So we've been doing quite a lot of rolling the head to the right. You may find that's a bit easier, or if your natural easy side is the left, you might find that the right one has caught up a little bit. Noticing not just the range, but also the quality of the movement. Which direction feels smoother, easier? And then coming back to the middle and leaving that. Bend your knees. Actually, no, leave your legs long for this next one. Leave your legs long. Once again, cross your arms one over the other in the hugging position. And now with your legs long, let's just do one or two movements of turning your chest to the right. You probably won't slide the hand very far now, so you can just keep that left hand fairly quiet and just concentrate on turning the chest a tiny bit to the right. And then pause. Now this time, instead of rolling your head to the right, I'd like you to roll your head to the left. So you take your chest to the right as you take your head a little bit to the left. And it's a very small movement. You won't get very far. And then they both come back to the middle. So your chest turns to the right as your head turns to the left. And you slowly come back to the middle. A really, really tiny little movement. And then pause. Keep your arms in this position. And now bend your legs, stand your feet. And now with the legs bent, let's continue to do the same thing. Turning the chest to the right, turning the head to the left. It's almost as if you wanted to look underneath that left shoulder that's lifting. And you might find now that your legs are bent, you can press through the left foot a little bit. You can slide the left hand a little bit. And you can turn your head a little bit more to the left to look behind the shoulder that's lifting. But once again, don't go into a stretch. Just staying in a range that feels really easy for your neck, easy for your shoulder, easy for your back. Everything's nice and easy. And then come back to the middle under your arms and legs. And just have a full rest on the floor. And just start by noticing whatever comes into your awareness now. And you may sense your upper back is feeling a bit different. Bend your knees, stand your feet. Cross your arms over the same way with the left on top of the right. And just see now what it's like to turn your chest to the right, slide your fingertips to the right, as you let your head go to the right again. And just notice if after having explored a little bit of taking the head opposite the chest, if that's made any difference. Always coming back through the middle very gently, feeling everything come back to the middle, and then you start to turn to the right again. Noticing when you choose to press through the foot, when you choose to unpress the foot. And how has this changed since the last time you did this movement? What has improved or reorganized itself since you took the head opposite? Easier now to find that deliciousness, that relaxed kind of languorous feeling without the urge to push. And then slowly come back to the middle, undo your arms and legs and have a rest. And we're going to start to look at going to the left in a minute, but I want you to just take a minute to do your own little scan to see what has changed just by exploring this direction of going to the right. So just scanning different parts of yourself and noticing how everything's lying differently on the floor. And so now let's explore a little bit of this movement on the other side. So what I'd like you to do is bend your knees, stand your feet, and this time cross your arms over the other way so your right arm will be on top of your left. So an easy way to figure this out is bring your right arm straight up towards the ceiling. Take your left hand, reach across around underneath your right armpit to take hold of your right shoulder blade or your right side of your ribs. And then cross the right arm on top to take hold of your left shoulder blade or your left ribs. How does it feel to cross your arms this new way? Does it feel different? And then just starting with a very tiny movement. We're not going to be sliding the fingers yet. Just keep your right hand on the left shoulder. And just start a tiny movement of turning your chest a tiny bit to the left and back to the middle. Very subtle. Noticing what's possible. Does your head automatically want to join in? You could invite your head to join in a little bit. And just see, could your head turn at exactly the same speed and size as your chest? almost as if there was a string between your nose and your top elbow, so that they really stay in line with each other. As you turn a little bit to the left, your head turns a bit to the left, and as you come back to the middle, your head comes back to the middle. Just exploring the very beginning of this movement. As you know, on the other side it will get bigger later. But what we really want to do is to be able to stay in a state of peace and self-acceptance, even if the movement's tiny. Because there's learning in every range of movement. And then let that go, lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs. I always find it funny when I teach Feldenkrais classes, and sometimes where you have some very experienced people in the room, maybe some Feldenkrais practitioners or people who've been doing it for a long time. The main difference between them and everyone else is that they do the movements much smaller. Because in actual fact, when we're working with the brain, the smaller the movements, the more information we're able to pick up. Because usually it's in the very initiation of any movement that all the instructions are there from the brain. So anything we do bigger than that is kind of like a waste of energy. So the smaller the movement, the better for this kind of work. It's very counterintuitive because we're used to doing classes where you're supposed to push and stretch and strain. But in this, it's all about the quality of our attention and the quality of the movement, not the size of the movement. So now this time, bend your left leg, keep your right leg long. Bring your arms into the hugging position with your right arm over your left. And how nice that we get to spend a whole hour just hugging ourselves. So nice. And now start to turn your chest a little bit to the left. Back to the middle. Just seeing what's possible. If you like, you could start to play with that idea of sliding the fingertips of the right hand a little bit to the left, but with your legs like this, you're probably not going to get very far because the pelvis is unable to help you at the moment. So the only parts of yourself that can help really are the vertebrae of the spine, shoulders, the ribs, but without the pelvis to help, it's a much smaller movement. So come back to the middle and slowly swap your legs over and just test that out for yourself. How does it change the movement to have the left leg long and the right leg bent? So now you're turning your chest to the left. As you slide your right hand over to the left, you could imagine there's a piece of velvet, sliding your fingertips or maybe the back of your hand, whatever's easiest for you, along this piece of velvet. Letting your head turn to the left. And you'll notice a bit of weight goes into your right foot at a certain point. And then you can even start to push a little bit through that right foot to help you roll a bit further to the left. Your left leg rolls to the left. Your face starts to roll down to the floor beside you as if you wanted to smell the floor to your left. And you might find you go a little bit further. And then you slowly undo everything just as slowly and gradually find your way back to the middle. And then start the journey again. And always thinking of starting the journey with the upper body first, the hand, the chest, the head, and then press with the foot. So that the brain really has a chance to learn about rotation of the spine before the pelvis kicks in to help you. And slowly coming back to the middle. And just let that go. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs, and have a rest. Now you may be finding that this second side is learning a little bit more quickly than the other side did. And one of the things that's beautiful about the Feldenkrais method is because we're working with the brain, we're working with the nervous system, we don't actually need to do the exact same amount on both sides. It's not like a gym training where you have to do 20 repetitions of one muscle group and then 20 repetitions of the other side, because we're not working with just the brute muscles, we're working with the brain and the learning patterns. Sometimes the second side can learn very fast. In fact, sometimes in Feldenkrais, we do the second side just in the imagination. We don't actually do any movements. And when you stand up at the end, the two sides feel very similar. And we're not doing that today, but we may do that at some point. It's fascinating. But even with what we're doing today, you can probably see how the second side catches up quite quickly. So just noticing now how the two sides of you are lying on the floor. Noticing the back of the pelvis, noticing the back of the shoulders, noticing the back of the head. And just explore gently turning your head a little bit to one side And then a little bit to the other. Noticing what that feels like. Then leave that. And now hug yourself with your right arm crossed over your left. Keep your legs long. And this time we're going to play with that idea of taking the chest to the left as we take the head to the right. Now with your legs long, it's going to be a small movement. You probably don't even have to worry about sliding the fingers of the right hand. Just keep both your hands touching your shoulders or your ribs. And just take the elbows to the left as you take the nose to the right. Very small, no stretching. And then both your head and your chest come back to the middle. Noticing what's possible with the legs long. And then bend your knees, stand your feet. And let's continue to explore this, but now that your legs are bent, you'll probably be able to go a little bit further so you can start to slide your right hand to the left as you turn your head to the right, starting to look underneath that right shoulder as it lifts. But again, there's no pushing, no straining. Staying with that sense of ease, coming back to the middle. And that's nice. Just gently. Notice if it starts to get a little bit easier to take the head to the right as you take the chest and arms to the left. You can still press through that right foot a little bit. And then let everything go. Lengthen yourself out. Take a rest. What are you noticing as you take this rest? What do you notice about the back of the pelvis, back of the legs? Even though we're doing a lot with the upper body, you might find your lower back is starting to change shape. Some of you might find it's getting easier to have your legs long now. Again, take a nice deep breath and just sense what's available now in your chest and ribs for breathing. And now bend both knees, stand your feet. Go back into the hugging position with the right arm on top of the left. And just do a very simple movement of turning your chest to the left, sliding your right hand to the left, letting your head roll to the left, letting your right foot press into the floor, and just notice what's possible now. Maybe you go a little bit further now. Now that the head's going with the body. Noticing how that's changed. And then pause, come back into the middle, uncross your legs, but keep your knees bent. Now I'd like you to choose which way you want to fold your arms over. So you're going to hug yourself with either the left arm on top or the right. So maybe try both. See which feels the most comfortable to you at the moment. Right arm on top or the left. Just swap them over a few times. And then pick the one that's the most comfortable and keep your arms like that. Very loosely hugging yourself. The fingers aren't clutching yourself. You're not pressing anything. Just relaxed. And now start to turn your chest and slide the top hand to the left. So you're turning your chest to the left and you're sliding the right hand. It may be the top arm, it may not be. Sliding yourself to the left, sliding your right fingers a bit to the left, your head rolls to the left. And then you come back through the middle, your right hand finds your left shoulder again, and now you turn your chest to the left, and the left hand starts to slide to the right. Sorry, you turn your chest to the right and your left hand starts to slide to the right. So you're going from one side to the other. And then you slowly come back through the middle. Your left hand takes hold of your right side again. Now you continue to roll through to the left. Your right hand starts to slide over to the left. So whichever arm's on top is probably going to find this a little bit easier. Slowly find your way back to the middle. The right hand luxuriously finds its way back to the left side of your ribs or your shoulder, and then you continue through to the right. Your left hand lets go and starts to slide across to the right, and you'll feel the weight goes into your left foot as you roll everything to the right. Your head rolls to the right. Then you slowly come back through the middle and just starting to go very slowly and deliciously from side to side. Pressing through one foot, then the other. And then pause, undo your arms and have a rest. We're going to come back to this in a minute. And now the lesson goes from being very small and subtle to being a little bit bigger, a little bit more fun, a little bit more playful, or joyful. So bend your knees, stand your feet, and I want you to start by noticing, where is your right heel? How far is your right heel from your right buttock? Where is your left heel? How far is your left heel from your left buttock? So just get a sense of how far away your bottom, your pelvis is from your feet. And now cross your arms back over the same way you just had them with your favorite arm on top. And start to do that long, luxurious movement of rolling yourself to one side, pressing through one foot, reaching with one hand, and then slowly coming back through the middle, rolling yourself to the other side, pressing the other foot, reaching with the other hand. And start to notice what's happening to your buttocks. So for example, as you turn to the right, you press your left foot, your left buttock lifts. As you come back down through the middle, your left buttock can come back, put itself back down on the floor. And then as you turn to the left, you press through the right foot, your right buttock lifts. As you come back down, your right buttock puts itself back down on the floor, a little bit away from your feet. Go to the right, left foot presses, your left buttock lifts. As you come back down, your left buttock puts itself back down a little bit away from the feet. And you'll probably start to sense that you're actually moving your torso further and further away from your feet, almost like a caterpillar movement. Every time you press through the foot and then you put the bottom back down, you're a little bit further from your feet. You might end up moving a little bit along the floor, further and further away from your feet. Now, if this doesn't make sense to you, don't worry. Just stay with your bottom at the same distance from your feet the whole time. That's fine. But for some of you, this will make sense, and you'll notice that you're getting further and further away from your feet. And then just pause when you're fairly far away from your feet. If you were to go much further, you'd end up with your legs long, so let's stop here. Now, in order to come back, I'm going to give you a sneaky tip that will make it easy for you to bring yourself back close to your feet again. So what we're going to do is this time you're going to take your head opposite your chest. So you're going to turn your chest to the left as you look to the right. You press through the right foot, and as you bring your pelvis back, you bring it back a bit closer to your feet. And then you roll yourself to the right, your head looks to the left, and you come back down, your bottom's a little bit closer to your feet. And just see if you can play with this and find a way to do this movement to bring yourself slowly back towards your feet like a caterpillar. And again, if this moving yourself towards and away from your feet doesn't make sense, don't worry, just stick with doing the basic movement of rolling yourself from one side to the other. But if this is making sense, you can really do this. And then let's just have a brief rest. Let everything go, lengthen your arms and legs, and we'll come back to this in a minute. Sometimes the best way to improve a movement is to simply take a rest. While you're resting, your brain integrates everything it's just learned, makes some little adjustments, figures out how to make things easier. When you come back to doing it, it's often greatly improved simply by having taken a rest. And that in itself is a powerful thing to learn. If you take nothing else out of these classes and all you learn is the power of resting, it's a huge thing. I've seen this in so many areas of my life since I learnt this in the Feldenkrais method. For example, some of you may know I have a very strange keyboard that I use when I type that I got years ago when I had sore back. And I was in the middle of doing my Feldenkrais training when I got this keyboard, and it doesn't use QWERTY keys. You have to completely use your fingers in a totally new way. And I remember thinking, my goodness, this is going to take years to learn. And then I thought, well, I'm going to pretend this is a Feldenkrais lesson and do it in the same way. And so I just did a few minutes of typing, and I did come up with lots of playful things to do with it. And then I'd go away and take a rest. And then I'd come back a little bit later and do another few minutes and play with the keys in different ways, making up funny words, and I'd take a rest. And 4 days later, I was touch typing fluently on that keyboard. And I know from other people who've used this keyboard that it usually takes people many months. So this is a powerful way to learn what you're learning here. It's about doing something with a lot of awareness, a lot of playfulness, a lot of experimentation, and then taking a break, giving your brain a chance to integrate, and then coming back with fresh eyes and fresh awareness. And usually what we do in our culture to learn is we just bash our head repetitively against the same task, do it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. But the best athletes in the world have learned this. They know that instead of doing things over and over through brute and rote learning, if they go away and they visualize the thing and they play it out in their mind and they take breaks and they come back to it, they'll have huge improvements. So you're just getting to experience a little bit of a glimpse of that at the moment in what we're doing. So bend your knees again, stand your feet, cross your arms over in the hugging position, the same way we just had them, and just start to play with your own playfulness, experimenty kind of frame of mind, to roll from one side to the other, reaching one hand, then the other, letting the head go with the chest to start with, pressing through each foot, doing that kind of caterpillar movement to send your body further and further away from your feet each time. And start to do it a little bit faster, so it becomes quite playful, like a little kid having fun. And once you've gone quite far from your feet, then you can start to take your head opposite your chest, bring yourself back, and just do sort of lighter, smaller, faster movements, so that maybe they're not as big, but they're a little bit faster, a little bit more playful. Then come back to the middle. Notice if that was a little bit easier after having had a rest. Come back to the middle, pause, and now swap your arms over the other way, the way that's less natural for you, and just start to play with the same thing. Turning from one side to the other, with the head going with the body. Feeling how every time you push through one foot, then the other foot, you end up creeping slowly away from your feet. Your buttocks and torso get further and further away from your feet. Once you've gone far enough away from your feet, then you can start to take your head opposite your chest and see if you can find a way to wiggle yourself back down. You might feel your body's doing a sort of side bending kind of movement to wiggle you back down. And if you're just finding you prefer to just stay in one place and not do the caterpillar movement, that's fine as well. It's just all about doing what feels nice, what feels fun, what feels joyful. And then let everything go under your arms, under your legs, and have a well-deserved rest. That was quite complex, actually, that series of movements we were just doing. Sometimes in these lessons we start very simply and we work up to quite complex. And it actually doesn't matter if you can or can't do all of the variations that I'm suggesting. The only thing I really require is that you're paying attention to yourself and moving gently and small. Whether you can do a particular movement or not is quite irrelevant. Your brain is still learning. And you'll probably sense that now. We can tell if our brain's learned something is if the contact with the floor has changed, because that shows that our body organization has changed. So just once or twice see what it's like to roll your head now. Might find that has changed the quality of what's possible. And leave that. Take a big, luscious breath in and see what does it feel like to breathe now. Has breathing somehow gotten a little bit easier? Fantastic. And let that go. And just start by scanning now the back of your head. How is your head turned now? Back of your feet, the back of your heels, your calves, the back of your pelvis. Does it feel like it's tilted a bit to the left or a bit to the right? The two sides of your lower back, have they changed their relationship to the floor? The back of your two shoulders, does one feel more lifted or flatter now? Do they feel wider? Do they feel heavier? The back of your two arms, your hands. And now bring your attention to your upper back, the back of your chest. Do you feel heavier on the right or on the left? Do you feel tilted a bit to the left or to the right? Notice the top of your upper back. Notice the bottom of your upper back. How long is your upper back now? How wide is it? You might want to do that visual image of imagining that you're lying in some soft sand. And you get up and you look back at the imprint that your upper back has made and notice if that looks a bit different now. And then leave that. Find a nice way to roll yourself to the side. Take your time. Slowly come up to sitting. Your body is very reorganized now, so just slowly and gently coming up to standing. Just notice how that feels now that you're up in gravity again. Vertical. Just start by having your eyes closed if that's possible for you, or you can have them open for balance, that's okay. And just noticing what's different now that you're standing up. Maybe something jumps out at you, or maybe just everything feels different. Notice the weight through your feet, how tall, how short you feel. Notice your chest, does it feel bigger or smaller, wider or narrower? Does it feel more lifted or flatter? Does it feel turned to the left or turned to the right or more in the middle? Open your eyes and start to go for a little walk around your space and just start by noticing how your legs are swinging, how your arms are swinging. What's happening through your chest and shoulders? Are they turning a little bit more as you walk or a little bit less? Is there a different kind of freedom through your chest and upper back now? At the start of the lesson, I asked you, where were you out of 10 on the slinkometer? How slinky did you feel? And what score would you give yourself now? Maybe that's changed. And that really is a really powerful lesson. I recommend you do that one quite often. And you'll probably learn fairly quickly after you've done it a couple of times that there's really only a few key movements. And you can probably start to do them eventually without needing the audio. And all you need to do is lie on the floor with your legs bent and just do the hugging movement and roll yourself to one side for a while and then play with doing it to the other side for a while. You can play with different arrangements of your legs, taking your head with your movement, taking your head opposite the movement. And really, once you've done these a few times, I do encourage you to just start to play with the movements by yourself at home. Start to trust that your body will figure out what it needs to do to unwind, to undo the patterns, to come back to this beautiful place of neutral that you're all in now. And the more you do this stuff, the more the new patterns will become your default, and the old habits of holding the chest, tensing the chest, arching the lower back, and all the things that we do with our shoulders, our chest, and our ribs, they'll all just start to fade away. And the new, your default will be this new neutral. And I know that because my main area of pain was chronic upper back pain. I'd had it since I was 12. And after doing some Feldenkrais, especially I did really intensive Feldenkrais for a couple of years, my back now is permanently in a state of relaxation. It's neutral is now relaxed. I only get upper back pain if I've really pushed it or spent a long time at the computer. But my default is really feeling very free and neutral, whereas my default used to be very stiff and sore. So you can change the default. You can completely change the habits. It's just a matter of doing the lessons and doing them in a way that's easy and gentle. So I'm really excited to have been able to share that lesson with you because the hugging lesson is just a fantastic one. I've done it so many times. I still do it very often. It's a really fundamental lesson, and I know it's going to help everybody out there. So I'm really excited that you could join me today, and I'm really excited that you'll be joining me next week for the lesson we're doing next week, which is going to be another really powerful one to shift your whole body organization. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you then, and have a wonderful week, and I shall see you in a week's time. Have a gorgeous week. Bye, everybody.